We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network talking today with Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagg. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us.
Good to be with you.
So we're talking about the state fair, just a few days away, less than 2 weeks to go, and we're talking about some biosecurity and hogs being the big concern, especially with the threat of diseases out there, and that's what we're talking about today.
That's right, and so we've had a busy summer when it comes to these swine shows. We started with the exposition on the state fairgrounds earlier this summer in June, and it had some enhanced biosecurity measures, and then we've also then gone into county fair. Season. We've got 17 county fairs going on this week in Iowa alone, and so each of those fairs has been implementing these additional biosecurity measures. And then we just announced here and reconfirmed the enhanced biosecurity measures for the Iowa State Fair, which is just right around the corner. And really what we're focused on here is talking about increasing the attention that we're paying to these animals as they're coming onto the fairgrounds. If we have healthy animals coming onto the fairgrounds, we will have healthy animals leaving the fairgrounds. And so that's really what we're focused on. We've shortened the window where we've asked for a 7-day certificate of veterinary inspection before the fair, which means we have veterinarians looking at those animals and signing off on those papers before our exhibitors arrive at the fair. And then for an extra layer of biosecurity, we're also going to be having veterinarians looking at each animal as they're checked in at the fairgrounds. And that's a significant effort. But again, it's all about trying to make sure we've got healthy animals arriving at the fair.
Now, is this mostly stemming from the threat of African swine fever? I know it's not confirmed anywhere in the United States or even in North America here, but it's just kind of covering everybody's bases, right?
It is. And now, biosecurity is important for a lot of reasons, and so we think this is a very good opportunity to talk about that with our young people in particular. Hey, you're not too young to be a part of the solution. You're not too young to be enhancing your operations and really learning about what it takes to keep animals healthy. So protocols for coming onto the grounds, but then also when you leave the fair, disinfecting your equipment, isolating the animals, and keeping a close eye on them for any impact that they might have. And so those are good things to do anyway. But of course, we are thinking about, and it's very top of mind for producers, is the threat of African swine fever, or generally a foreign animal disease. And so that does give us the opportunity or require us to look at these enhanced biosecurity measures.
Is there any thought about putting advanced biosecurity measures on any other livestock that will be coming in maybe in the future just as a prevention?
Well, I think this is an important thing to be watching, right? We want to always assess the situation to have a risk-based, a science-based approach to this. Right now, African swine fever and issues in the swine industry really are top of mind, and so that's why we are implementing these procedures here. But yes, we always should be willing to look at the biosecurity of any livestock show. But for this year, we're really just looking at these enhancements in swine.
So when they come to the fair, they've got that certificate or sign-off from the veterinarian. What's the next step as they come into the fairgrounds?
Right. So they'll come onto the grounds, and then we will have veterinarians looking at each and every animal as they arrive and as they're checked in at the fair. That's going to be a significant effort to do. But again, it's important to lay eyes. We've got very very important partner in all of this animal health and animal welfare issues are our great veterinarians. And so we think that one of the most important things we can do is to better connect with them and have them have eyes on these animals as they come onto the grounds.
Will there be any check before they leave the grounds in case anything was brought in or anything like that?
Well, of course, the Iowa State Fair does a fantastic job of making sure that we're keeping track of things while they're on the grounds. And so we've got veterinarians from Iowa State and USDA and the Iowa Department of Agriculture, and that's always been the case. And so we know that when they're on the grounds, they're well cared for. But it is part of this enhanced biosecurity that we are talking about with the exhibitors, and that's that when you leave the fairgrounds, make sure that when you take your equipment home, you're disinfecting that equipment and cleaning it up, that you're isolating your animals and watching them for a certain number of days, again, to make sure that you didn't bring anything home with you that could impact the rest of your herd.
All right. So, again, that'll be going on, the state fair going on 8th through the 18th. And, of course, people will be bringing their animals in and getting checked, and everything will be safe and sound for those animals.
You know, and this is an important thing, too, that we are looking at is we want to make sure that our young people have an opportunity to show. And so whether it's the county fair or whether it's the Iowa State Fair, look, these are the young folks that will be leading our industry into the future. And so we want them to have the opportunity to show. But we also want to show them and have them understand that they can be a part of this solution. And we are encouraging them to step up their biosecurity. Let's use this as a great educational opportunity.
All right. Well, Secretary Nag, thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us.
Good to be with you. We'll see you at the fair.
That's Ag Secretary Mike Nag here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.